Other birds are working feverishly, flapping their wings, but the eagle simply lets the winds lift them up because they're built to respond even to adverse winds in a positive way. So the winds that would prevent other birds not only from flying, but even from flying high, contrary winds, adverse winds, are an opportunity for an eagle. An eagle simply sticks its beak into the wind, spreads out those incredible 10-foot wingspan wings that are God-given, and begins to let those adverse winds lift them higher and higher and higher and higher until they can be miles above the surface of the earth, and with eagle vision can see even a rodent a few miles up that others wouldn't see. With incredible laser-like and laser-sharp accuracy, they can dive from those very high places and get their lunch. And so an eagle is a tremendous example of one of God's creatures that sees change as gain rather than change as loss. Now, I want you to consider making a necessary shift in this area. Instead of seeing yourself as anything less, see yourself as an eagle. Someone wrote a book years ago called Soaring with Eagles. It's a great book. And I remember a bumper sticker that came out after that book, because people want to make sport of things that they feel they don't know how to deal with. And so in order to deny their ability to soar like eagles, they've got to find some way to humorously put down the thought that we can. And so a bumper sticker was made after the book Soaring with Eagles came out. And the bumper sticker said, "It's hard to soar with eagles when you work with turkeys." Now, I know that's really funny. However, the person who said that from a place of not believing it's possible for us to make the necessary shift to soar with eagles. And in fact, is devaluing that possibility because of something called their own mental model. Now, we're going to get into some things that I think are going to be life-changing for you that require you to make the necessary shifts that I believe are essential for you to succeed and walk in abundance. So I want to talk to you a little bit about mental models, because the way you see yourself and what you believe is possible for you to achieve is tied to the mental models that you hold. Now, the word mental model goes back to the early 1940s, and there was a researcher who began to term the phrase mental model as it related to science, as it related to physics. But then that term was adopted by cognitive psychologists later on, as they were dealing with people with issues who couldn't quite seem to grasp how to live in the world they were living in because of internal issues that prevented them from doing well, from succeeding. And so this word mental model has become quite a popular word in the current culture, both in the corporate culture and in the therapeutic culture and in the success culture. You name it, that word is out there. Peter Senge, one of the great, great minds of MIT, and who has made major impacts in global corporations with his landmark studies and his book, The Fifth Discipline. Mental models are something that many experts are talking about, as I've already said. I want to quote you, though, something that Peter Senge, the brainchild from MIT, says that a mental model or mental models are. He says mental models are deeply held internal images of how the world works, images that limit us to familiar ways of thinking and acting. Very often we are not consciously aware of our mental models or the effects they have on our behavior. Now, that's the man who wrote the book, The Fifth Discipline, The Art and Practice of the Learning Organization. Peter deals with corporations globally and with global corporations. He doesn't just deal with corporations around the world. He deals with corporations that have a global footprint. And oftentimes within those organizations, he talks quite a bit about how their mental models are determining the outcomes they're getting and the fact that they're not seeing the kind of transformation they want to see. And it's because they're not fully conscious, even as a collective group of individuals, of the mental models they hold about reality in the corporate world or in their particular sphere of business expertise. So we need to understand that whether it's the corporate world or your individual world, because my concern is for you as an individual, is that if you're going to see yourself the way God intends you to see yourself, and you're going to achieve what truly is possible for you to achieve instead of believing that it's impossible because of the way you see yourself, we need to look at how you can change your mental model. So let me quote Senge again, and let me put it this way. Mental models are deeply held internal images of how the world works. They're images that limit us to familiar ways of thinking and acting. Very often, we're not consciously aware of our mental models or the effect they have on our behavior.